A visitor to the Welsh village of Blenavon would never guess that it played a leading role in creating modern Britain. Today, the industrial activity that brought prosperity to this remote region has entirely disappeared. However, the community is now attempting to revive its fortunes with an unusual approach. The architect of its plan for regeneration is a bookseller called James Hannah. He has come a long way to revive Blenavon's fortunes and now faces a series of formidable challenges. One of the least of these is to adapt to a way of life radically different from that of his native New Orleans.
Well, the weather, of course, is much better here, and the food is superb. It is a jolt. It is a culture shock. I grew up in the American South, and frankly, I think being here is comparable to the 50s or maybe 60s in the rural South. So it's different. It's enjoyable. The people are honest and open, and there's not the... In New Orleans, we were for a number, I think two or three different times, we were the murder capital of the states. And, you know, there may be a Saturday night fight here, but that's about it.
James Hannah was, of course, being sarcastic about the weather and the food. Relentless rain is the typical forecast for the valleys of South Wales, and their working-class communities are not known for sophisticated cuisine. In fact, the poor reputation of the area's cultural life was one reason why considerable skepticism met James Hannah's plan for reviving Blenavon, to open 14 shops selling second-hand books. But even if local residents are not great readers, the local council welcomed James Hannah with open arms. John Roger, a council project director, explained why.
This community grew over 100 years. It was a kind of Klondike based on the iron and coal industry, and these industries declined dramatically. So the population of this community fell from about 12,500 in 1921 to about 6,000 in 1995, a town which was economically in decline, socially in decline, and physically in decline. When you add to that the changes in distribution, the pressures from out-of-town supermarkets and this sort of thing, we ended up with half of the shops in town boarded up. We were looking for some sort of reuse for these shops, which would be of interest to tourists, and Booktown fits that like a glove.
The challenge facing James Hannah might seem immense, but he has a blueprint to follow. Hay on Wye, the famous Booktown on the Anglo-Welsh border, has already established itself as a mecca for bibliophiles under the leadership of its unofficial king, Richard Booth, a close friend of and major inspiration for James Hannah. Since the 70s, Hay on Wye has attracted literary tourists from around the world, and its flourishing bookstores have stimulated the growth of hotels, restaurants, cafes, and a literary festival. Booth's formula is now being applied in over 20 communities around the world. A major boost to Blenavon's chances of enjoying similar success to Hay on Wye is its unique industrial heritage. The local ironworks, once the most advanced in the world, and the nearby Big Pit Mining Museum are the core of an officially designated World Heritage Site, and they already attract a steady flow of tourists. James Hannah is optimistic that he can induce many of these visitors to buy books. In fact, the village's recently opened bookshops are already attracting a strikingly cosmopolitan range of customers, and some of them even come from the surrounding area.
We had people here from Cyprus, India, South Africa, Italy, Greece, literally around the world. We have 50% what I would call local, meaning within 30 or 40 miles of here, and 50% coming from literally every place. It was really interesting when we opened, because I had heard from some of the locals, why are you opening a book town in Blenavon? Nobody here reads. Well, in fact, that couldn't be more untrue. When we did open, we found that Valleys were flocking to us like they'd been hungry, and we were feeding them. It was absolutely amazing. They came in thanking us for coming here.